or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site for free, because that's the way a good talk show website should be. Head on over, enjoy, freetalklive.com. Main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to control the content. Everything you see in the main section of the website is created by listeners like you. You go and vote on what other listeners think is good, and if you don't think it's good, you vote down. If you like it, you vote it up, and the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it. Head on over to freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything if you're just tuning in. We're talking about eye scanners last hour. The technology is here. They are looking to implement it in Mexico. León, Mexico is going to be getting millions of dollars worth of this equipment. And it's brilliant equipment as far as its technological capabilities is concerned. It's just my concern is what happens when governments get their hands on technology like this, is they inevitably are used to control and to track and to observe and to crack down and to create a police state. Anyway, you're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything. In fact, let's go way across the pond to Australia. Jeremy is on the line. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Hi. We don't have to worry about governments getting control of those things in Australia anymore because we don't have a government.
What?
What happened to your government, Jeremy?
At the voting yesterday, the parliament was hung. Neither party got a majority big enough to have the controlling power in the government.
So is this one of those coalition government situations like England has going on now?
Yeah. Oh, is that what England has going on? Yeah, I don't know. There's basically four or five people in that aren't in the two major parties. So basically they're going to control things. But as of right now, you know, there's no prime minister chosen.
Yeah, well, I somehow suspect that liberty isn't right around the corner for you guys.
No, I don't think so. But it's funny.
It could be worse, though, right? I mean, it could be worse.
You know,
It's actually very good because it's going to make them hard to get any new stuff passed. Even once they do choose somebody, it's going to be basically even between the two major parties. So
they're probably not going to get anything undone, though.
Right.
And
hopefully they don't cooperate too much.
Australia's government's already too big. Over there in Australia, but many Americans tend to think that if you don't vote, you can't complain, as if somebody going in and using a pencil to bubble in a little circle somehow gives them the right to complain because now they're more educated or whatever. I don't know, but in Australia, it's illegal not to vote. Tell me what you find to be some of the disadvantages or advantages or whatever to that. What's your thought on it, Jeremy?
It's curtailing your liberty to make you go somewhere and stick a ballot in a box. But I called in yesterday and talked about how I was able to do some political activism by handing out the quiz, the world's shortest political quiz at the election place, because since people are forced out there to vote, there are a lot of people there that actually have no interest in the system at all. And so it was a good place to get some of the information out there about liberty, so I guess it's good in that way.
How do they know that if you haven't voted?
There's just an electoral roll, and your name gets crossed off. So my wife went in and got her name crossed off and then marched straight over and stuck an empty ballot in.
Now, where is it that they get the info from?
But you do have to go and get your name crossed off.
How do they get the rolls in the first place? Is it driver's licenses? Is it birth certificates? Where does that info come from?
Well, it's something to do with that as far as them finding the people who haven't registered themselves on the electoral roll. We're moving this weekend, so my wife's saying that she's going to take herself off from the roll, the electorate where we are, and not add herself back on when we move. So she may successfully get herself off the electoral roll. We'll see how that works.
And if they catch her, then it's a $50 fine plus court costs?
Yeah, I have no idea. We were just talking about that, whether or not there's any teeth to that. If because her sister, we were talking about it on Facebook, basically how it all comes down to violence. And if you don't vote, then you'll get a fine. And if you don't pay the fine, they'll send someone after you. But I don't know if there's actually any teeth to it, or if they send out a fine, and if you don't pay it, they just ignore it. Who knows?
Well, maybe
we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out.
Yeah. Let us know, Jeremy. Anything else you want to share?
That's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. That's Jeremy, by the way, from Free Oz Radio, one of our shows you can hear over at the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
You know, I think it's so silly when people say if you don't vote, you can't complain. You know, between the presidential candidates we had in 2008, really.
Crap Sandwich 1 and Crap Sandwich 2.
Really. I mean, what a bunch of crappy choices. And, you know, the idea that I should pick, that Rush Limbaugh says I should pick John McCain, whom he was, you know, saying terrible things about a couple of years previously, because, well, he'll do less damage than Barack Obama. It shows the incompetence of the system at a whole when, well, they, you know, the expectation is the government, the Republicans will be in 2010 and 2012, and they can't undo the damage. No, they can't undo the damage, or they won't. Either they can't, or they won't undo the damage done.
They could have, but they won't.
Right, because, I mean, we know what happens when Republicans get in. We saw that from 2000 to 2006. The government, the government increased by more than 60%. The debt was higher than it had ever been. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's big government party one and big government party two.
Precisely. Let's continue with your calls. Ladies first, Jennifer, listening in Mark's hometown of Bradenton, Florida, WFLA. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a dead against recognition by IRIS.
Why?
Well, in Chinese medicine, they read the IRIS to get an overall picture of your health. And so, in essence, by, you know, not only will they have a recognition of each individual, they will have a very detailed description of people's health.
So they're telling more, that they'll be able to find more than we've ever imagined.
Absolutely. So if somebody has a liver problem or a heart problem, and the IRIS is scanned into their database in 2010, and then in 2011 they want to go for a job or something, and they claim they don't have such problems, the government can prove, oh, yes, you do. It's in your scan of your IRIS.
Very interesting. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Jennifer, at 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's go.
That's
to Mark.
An unusual accent for Bradenton.
Let's talk to Mark, listening in Tallahassee, Florida, to WFLA-FM. Hello, Mark.
Yes, Mark.
Yes, Mark, you're on the air.
I'm actually in Bradenton, not Tallahassee.
Oh, drat. All right, well, anyway, hello. What's on your mind?
My comment was about the eye scan. They already have facial recognition hardware, so even if you wear glasses, they can get your face, and they can also use the highway cameras to get you while you're driving, which has your tag.
Now, I haven't heard about...
I'm a commercial driver, so I'm already logged in with the FBI because I go in and out of the Port of Tampa.
Sure.
Wait a minute.
The facial recognition software is probably not entirely ready for prime time.
Is it, though? The last I heard about it, they installed it
in Ybor City.
That was almost a decade ago.
It's getting there, but I mean, you know, have you heard about it going anyplace else?
No, I haven't. I mean,
no.
Have you? Have you, Mark?
No, not at all. Ybor City, I heard that's why one of the reasons I don't go there.
Well, yeah, but they took it down because it bombed out.
Knifings.
Well, they took it down from Ybor because it completely failed. It was misidentifying people left and right, and it was basically wasting the police's time. And I haven't heard anything since then. I would presume that it has gotten better since then, but again, then you can. I'm sure there are ways around defeating that. Whether it's wearing a bandana or something, or I don't know what the ways would be.
Putting some gum in your cheeks.
Go ahead, say again.
I do like the Santa Claus thing.
Have you seen that video? It's hilarious.
No, I haven't, actually.
Look, I don't know what to search for. It's probably...
Santa speed camera?
Yeah, Santa speed camera, or Santa traffic camera, or red light camera, or something. I think they were traffic or speed cameras, though.
On YouTube.
They took took down a lot of those traffic cameras. I know up in Brooksville, I was just up there, and they pulled them all down from an intersection up there, too.
Thank goodness. Yeah,
it's
people
the
safer.
The speeding cameras are one thing. The red light cameras are something entirely different. The speeding cameras are all about revenue. The red light cameras actually cause people to die.
Well, they're all about revenue, too.
The politicians clearly don't care about your well-being.
Nope, they just want the money. Thanks, Mark, for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and the features include our listening options. You can listen in online via our broadband or dial-up streams, which run 24 hours a day, so always running the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get tuned in there. Also, you can listen in via our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. And again, listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. It's all over there at listen.freetalklive.com, and it is all completely free. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Actually, you can get a .dot anything over there. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They make it extraordinarily easy for you. They've got thousands of templates there, so it won't look just like it's been, you know, cookie cuttered out. Also, they're actually powered by 130% powered by air energy, the big windmills.
Wind farm.
Yeah, wind farm. It's so that not only is it, you know, will they let you get your website that you need, but it's environmentally friendly if that's your thing. It's hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Abe is with us listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Hello, Abe. Abe, are you there?
Abe, hey, how's it going?
Hey, you're on the air. Doing great. What's up?
Doing pretty good. I was just calling in. I wanted to make a little comment about the eye retina scanners, and also wanted to do a nice little thing and bring it back to what you guys were talking about in the beginning about all those awful marijuana cases.
Go for it.
I actually had read something not too long ago saying that they were going to employ the eye scanners in obviously in a lot of job places, and that not only would they be able to pick up on identity, but also they wanted to scan to see if they could tell if you were stoned or not.
I don't know. How would they tell that?
I assume eyes might be a little red, cloudy.
Yeah, but I could have dilated. I could have bloodshot eyes for a variety of reasons. That doesn't.
Yeah, well, it's somebody to target and take a look at, right? And some people have you know, more bloodshot eyes than others.
I see.
Definitely, and you know, me personally, I just have bad allergies all the time.
Well, you know, there are some workplaces.
You're a sniffling little pot smoker and coke addict, aren't
well,
you?
Well, a number of places will be really foolish if they install that technology. Like your favorite restaurant, for instance, where probably about 90% of the staff, if not 100% of the staff, is a cannabis user.
It depends on the restaurant. Certainly,
I've never been in one that it wasn't 90% or higher. Never.
Right. And there's a reason to know how to make the food taste so good.
Where's my rim shot? Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue. Ladies first, Judy is listening to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Hello, Judy.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, it's just a really large situation, and I think that there's probably a lot of listeners out there that would really be interested in a conversation regarding this. I am a grandmother. And I raised a grandchild for 6 years. Of course, it was, you know, babysitting, but it was 99% all the time there. Well, my daughter, who is the mother and the father, she got mad one day and decided to take him away. So she took him away. I went to court for a year and a half to try and get visitations to my biological grandson that I raised for 6.5 years. Mm-hmm. And in this state, along with many other states, grandparents have no rights. And that is something that we pay our tax dollars for, and I really think these laws need to be changed.
So how did
I hadn't really I, you know, I haven't considered this. I haven't spent much time with it, but let me take some counterpoints here and see.
Okay.
You know, if it's if somebody decides for whatever reason they don't want their mother or father or the other side of the family's mother or father to see the child. I mean, you know, I what kind of right do they have? It's not their child, right? It's their grandchild.
Yeah. No, that's completely true. But the common bond here is, as all laws state, which I have read every single law in the child.
Okay.
Now, as a person, and I know you're way probably too young for this, but if you had a grandchild, and let's say this child was in and out of your life constantly, you and your wife were taking care of this child for 6 straight years, your vacations were his vacations.
Oh, yeah, I see this as a terrible, terrible tragedy
it
that has occurred.
A terrible thing. And now, what every single law you will read, and I'm sure that every listener here, if they're a grandparent and has ever experienced this, knows, the law will look you in the face and say, we're going to do whatever is in the best interest of the child. One of the judges wrote a 12-page scenario and stated 11 times, it is in the best interest of this child to continue his relationship with his grandmother. However, since mother says she doesn't want the child to see grandmother, he can't see grandma. Now, who is getting hurt here? And who cannot defend for themselves? Who is losing and has lost such a security blanket that is going to throw this child into a poor mental state of mind? And in this situation is where it comes into child abuse. And I love it when people say they don't have a mark on them. Could you ever put a mark on someone's mentality worse than you could physically?
Sure, sure. And there are also ways to hurt kids without putting marks on them physically as well. Now, what is going on with the, like, give me an example of what the mother, why do you believe the mother is unsuitable to take care of the children?
Oh no, I would never say that she is unsuitable.
I see.
I would never say that, even though I am in hell's bent way with her. And it was all over a jealousy. Actually, March of last year, my husband and I went on vacation and took our grandson to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
We came home, and then we decided to go on a cruise by ourselves. She got all bent and twisted because for 8 days, she could not contact me. I was not there at her beck and call. So she decided I was not going to see my grandson anymore.
Yeah, that's really petty on her part. And
it is.
I
now,
think
when the law states, and everyone that's listening in every state you're in, please go on your internet and look up grandparents' rights. The biggest thing they say is, just like the DUI guy, hey, you get a DUI, you're done. You get so many DUIs, you lose your license. They always say, we, the court, will decide whatever is in the best interest of the child. Now, for a judge to write a 12-page decision and yet 11 times say, you willingly invited this parent into this child's life. You allowed this consistent contact. You, the mother and father, did this. You, however.
Well, you know, I think I don't think you're going to have a lot of legal remedies here, and I think that whatever you've got to do for reconciliation, and I'm not saying your daughter's been fair in this, but people act in unfair fashions all the time. But she, however, has this very valuable individual that you want to see, and I think
personally, I think as the kid, that what the kid wants is what should go. If they want to see you, they should be able to. I thank you for the call tonight. More coming up. You take control at 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Work from home. Yeah, right.
Yes, the typical make money from home scam has become a cynical laugh in this country. But for only $5 a month, this home-based business is anything but typical. Finally, a business we can all afford, AtHomeRevolution.com. But you're thinking, how much can it be worth for only $5? And how much can you earn with that little investment? Here's the truth. 94% of all who joined AtHomeRevolution.com have stayed. 94%. With AtHomeRevolution.com, there's no stress, no talking to anyone,
unless you want to,
and no long-term contracts or commitments. Request free information at AtHomeRevolution.com. It's honest, easy, and true. AtHomeRevolution.com, the best home-based business in existence today for only $5 per month. Then a one-time $10 investment for advertising. One time. That's it. AtHomeRevolution.com. That's ATHomeRevolution.com. Say yes to residual income with AtHomeRevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find various different things you can do, everything from flyering to calling local radio stations to get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com.
There's an incredible website out there that is focused on the ideas of peace and personal responsibility in the arena of foreign policy. It's called antiwar.com. We have used it on this web, radio show many times for show prep, and you'll find scholarly pieces there on foreign policy, approaching issues that you may never have even considered. It's antiwar.com, and they're doing a fundraiser. They do a quarterly fund drive, and this quarter, actually, Jason Osborne from SACL CAI has given his live reads to them so that they can raise...
What a guy.
Yep, he's a great guy. So that they can raise money for this their great effort. Go to antiwar.com/donate, it's on the same page there. They'll have a telephone number you can call to do your donation. It's antiwar.com/donate.
All right, more coming up here with your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's start with Ron John, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA FM. Hello, Ron John.
Now we're back to Tallahassee.
Are you in Tallahassee?
Yes.
Oh, good, we got it right. Okay,
hey, those also serve who stand and wait.
I'm sorry, that ran by me.
That thing you said about Ben Franklin really provoked me tonight. I haven't ever called a show before. I'm kind of nervous, but...
Well, let's recap what it was for our listeners that weren't tuned in. Mark, what did you say about Ben Franklin?
I tried to give a quote that he gave. You know, you never get him exactly right, but those who would trade essential liberty for fleeting security will get neither and deserve it.
I don't think the word fleeting was in there, but...
Well, I think Stalin must have read Ben Franklin because he had a dream of social justice and freedom for everybody. But the East Europeans realized very quickly how empty were the slogans of building socialism. If you sacrifice individual freedom or human rights, as we would say today, to social justice, you will lose the first while not achieving the second.
So social justice, this is a
so much of it on these clones, you know, the Hannitys and everything. Nobody explains what it is, but
what is it?
That's what it is. It's empty.
It's a euphemism for stealing.
It was considered empty, but I wanted to talk to you about the police too, my friend.
Okay.
Down here, when I first got here, a man pulled a pocket knife on a deputy at a McDonald's.
Seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, that didn't go well for him.
Yeah, and he pulled a .357 and blew. And the man was with his mother. He was inebriated now, but still, he would have been very easy to handle. I think the police have usurped the power to punish. They become judge, jury, and executioner, and believe that the use of legitimate violence is their occupational prerogative.
Well, I don't consider a lot of the time. I don't consider what they do legitimate in any shape or form.
Well,
it's because they have a monopoly.
That's their claim. Some of them now, not all of them.
Sure.
But since those that suffer are usually the poor and the ignorant and the friendless, so nobody complains except to the ACLU.
You are absolutely spot on.
I'm going to support this show. I'll tell you what. I remember back in the day, you said you were going to come 5 days a week here.
Oh, no, I didn't make any promises like that. It's possible that we could be on that many days. This is a show that is available to radio stations 6 nights a week. In Tallahassee there, you're lucky enough to get us all 3 hours.
I know. It used to be just 2 hours. Now they've given us 3 on Saturday night. But
in Tallahassee? No, we've been on 3 the whole time there. But
yeah, I know. They cut the last one for some roundtable.
It's probably sports or something like
but
that.
I just want to say one more thing.
So here's what you can do. You can say one more thing in a moment. But those of you listening to the show that are only getting the Saturday show on your local radio stations, just call the local program director during the week and tell them, first of all, thank you. You got to show appreciation first. So thanks for airing Free Talk Live. And then ask them real nice like for more of the show. So it's possible. But it's up to you guys, the listeners, to make it happen.
Well, let me say this. I think most police would deny any feelings of vengeance towards offenders, just necessary and legitimate counterviolence. That's what they call it.
Sure, but they get off. Some of them get off on it. I mean, they're looking for an adrenaline fix. We interviewed Barry Cooper a number of times. Barry Cooper, former law enforcement, former narcotics officer, one of the most so-called successful narcotics officers in Texas, and now he's turned to the side of good and he's working against the war. He's working against the war on drugs. He's working to end prohibition, and he's trying to undo some of the damage that he's done to people's lives. Barry Cooper, and his website is NeverGetBusted.com. Barry Cooper said that when he was a cop, when he was first getting in, he would get a rush. He would get this adrenaline rush out of giving out a ticket to somebody. But that went away.
Tell me about it.
That went away over time. So he had to escalate what he would do in order to get that rush. So it ended up being that when he would say pull somebody over and find a bag of cocaine or something like that on him, what he would do is he would leave their handcuffs undone or something like that while he would sit them down and he'd go back over to his car. And as he was trying to do, take care of something, and he would do this on purpose, knowing that it would increase the chances that that person would get up and run, which would increase, would make it so he would get that adrenaline rush he was looking for so he could chase that person down and have an excuse to beat the crap out of him. I mean, that's not an uncommon story, and Barry and the other cops that have, again, come out on the side of good over time will tell you that's the case, that a lot of these cops are just looking for adrenaline fixes. Now, they're not all like that,
right.
But
I'd
they
like
do
to
exist.
Point out, I have a pretty unique view on this. I have I was convicted of murder back in 1989, spent 9 years in prison in Florida, and I've been pulled over numerous times by police officers, and I'm sure that comes up on their little computer. Some of them have said it does, and I've never been treated poorly by these guys. I've never had them, you know, come up and you'd think they would, you know, come with their weapon drawn in dealing with me, but I've had long conversations with them, sometimes on the side of the road, and they've been courteous to me.
Yeah, but you never know when you're going to get a rogue cop.
Indeed.
So, thanks for the call tonight. Oh, yeah, you have one more thing, if you're still there?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You had one more thought, I thought.
Oh, no, that was it. That was it.
Very good, sir.
I couldn't believe we're in such a union tonight.
Glad you're out there. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231 as we continue with your calls. And we go to, is Leroy? No, Leroy's gone. Let's try Rick in Dallas. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, I'm from Dallas, but it's probably, it's okay because I was born in Florida, Pensacola, so maybe.
Is it Florida night on Free Talk Live?
For your show there, yeah.
Well, you don't have to be in Florida to call Free Talk Live.
We had some guy from Australia earlier.
We just have some monster stations and have huge audiences down there, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I'm in Tennessee right now. I'm on the highway heading back to Texas, but anyway, I think there's a few, not a lot, but there's a few celebrities in entertainment and whatnot that are conservative that are really not allowed to get their opinions out there. And I just thought, I was thinking about that, you know, for example, a lot of people don't know that Ray Charles was pretty conservative.
Hmm.
And I was wondering what he would think about the current political situation. And he'd probably put it in a song, something like this. Hit the road, Barack, and don't you come back no more, no more, more, no more. Hit the road, Barack, and don't you come back no more.
I didn't know we were going to get a performance tonight.
Yeah, well, you built your campaign on change. Your policies are really deranged. We're telling you we want our country back. You're running things like you're smoking crack.
Oh, now, when you say you want the country back, what do you mean by that?
You know, the Tea Party, they want the country back.
Where did it go? Yeah. I mean, did they have it recently?
Well, you know, they wanted to get back to the Constitution and that kind of thing.
You think they really mean that?
Well, when they're interviewed by these people in the media, a lot of times they don't even know what's in the Constitution, so they need to be educated.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's a nice song.
It's cute. I wonder if he wrote it himself. 800-259-9231.
He sang it well.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just don't believe those Tea Partiers. I don't think they understand what freedom is all about. They don't really want freedom. They want the country back. They want to control people just like Barack Obama does. They want to tell people how to live their lives, and there really isn't much of a difference between the two, in my opinion.
My worst day ever? I'm waiting in this crazy line at the DMV. So I'm checking the web. Zero responses to my new resume. My 98% compatibility match now just wants to be friends. And hackers have taken over my Facebook account. I just thought, has the whole world turned against me?
It's not the whole world that's turned against you. It's the internet. Private, inaccurate, or unflattering information posted about you online can hurt your reputation, your career, and even your relationships. But now, help is available. It's called Reputation Defender. Reputation Defender controls your privacy online and manages how you look when someone Googles you. Reputation Defender continuously monitors everything about you on the web, including 40 social networks. It also removes your personal information from websites that collect and sell it, protecting your privacy. Go to MyReputation.com or call us at 877-720-6497. 877-720-6497. Use promo code BLACK for a special discount on our revolutionary service.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by our friends at SACL CAI. Head over again to freetalklive.com to enjoy all the features of the website. You'll find a bunch of different stuff, including our webcam. You want to watch the show? We got it for you, and it's free. You can watch, listen, and chat because our chat room is built into the very same page. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. And the cam, by the way, is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, memorydealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off of list price. It's Memory Dealers. They even have other customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. If you don't know what an optical transceiver is, go to memorydealers.com and find out. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, we continue with your phone calls, and we go back to Tallahassee, where Michael is on the line, listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, Michael. Michael's gone. Okay, let's try Havik, listening in Tally to WFLA-FM. Hey. Hello, Havik.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind?
All right, so dude just said he got convicted of murder in the state of Florida, but only spent 9 years in prison. I'm really, really curious as to how that was such a short stint in the joint for such a, you know, harsh crime.
Well,
if he doesn't mind elaborating.
Back in the 80s, the fact is they weren't keeping people in jail for very long.
You didn't go in until, like, 89, right?
That's correct. But I managed, you know, basically I had the option there at the end. I was going to take my case back to court to get a retrial. I managed to get my co-defendant to write a sworn statement, basically saying that he had lied previously.
Lied about
some facts.
You being involved.
Yeah, facts of the case.
With the actual killing.
And what happened was I was released by an order of the Supreme Court that affected a game time situation. And, you know, I had the choice of either going home or taking the case back to court. So I decided to go home instead.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's a pretty awesome story. I was just driving down the road, and I'm like, this guy just spent 9 years in prison for murder? That's pretty awesome.
It's not awesome because he didn't actually kill anybody and spent 9 years in prison.
Right. Well, you know, obviously the assumption in my head, the first assumption that jumped in my head was, well, you murdered, so, you know, if you got the rap, you did the crime, which obviously didn't work out that way.
I wish you would caveat it when you say it, Mark, because it makes you sound like a killer.
I don't like to say well, I didn't do it. I didn't kill anyone, and that much is true. But I was involved in a way that that would probably make felony one murder charges. I was scared. I mean, I was scared to take it back, but I refused to spend 25 years in prison for not having killed someone. So I was going to do so. So, you know, I don't like to – people don't like it when any convict will say, I didn't do it. I mean, there's nothing unusual about that. So what if you get on the radio and say, I didn't do it? So I just don't like to say it.
Well, callers like me bring the truth out then, huh?
Thanks, brother.
There you go, Havik. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, you guys have a great night.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Jeffrey in Ontario. We are quite international this evening. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you doing today?
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to know if you guys knew about the long form of the Canadian census now being made voluntary as opposed to mandatory and what you think the implications might be of that.
Well, what was it before? You said it was mandatory before.
It used to be, and just this year the Harper government changed it without even public notice until after the fact to make the long form of the census voluntary.
So is the short form still mandatory?
As far as I know, but even that apparently is still up for debate in the House of Commons. The NDP is fighting it, but that just means nothing will get done because they have no real power.
Do you know what the old punishment was if you did not fill out said mandatory form?
Something like 3 to 5 years and or some kind of crazy fine.
Smokes.
I don't remember the exact rules. All I know is I've always filled it out.
Well, I fully support them repealing that then. I think that threatening somebody for not filling out a piece of paper is pretty ludicrous, don't you?
It is in the sense that it's kind of oppressive over the people, but when you're thinking about the economic implications of that's how your country is going to be represented in the next 100 years.
Oh, that's a bunch of poppycock. I mean, the reason, look, they're not representing you. Come on. Do you really think that the people in government are representing you?
But I think this is a stage to go even further, to take less of a representation of the poor vote, because if you make it voluntary...
They are never representing the poor. They're representing their buddies in industry.
I mean, come on. The poor are going to have control over government? What kind of sense does that make?
And that somehow the census would change how representative the government is of the interests of people who are poor? It's absolutely absurd. Anything the government does that is supposedly for or in the benefit of poor people is nothing more than PR.
The government is owned and controlled by lobbyists, and lobbyists are owned and controlled by big business, and that's not going to change.
I wholeheartedly concur and agree with that. I'm just trying to think of what the future implications might be if we lose the voice of a whole group of people.
Well, the census isn't a voice of people. It's just a piece of paper that they send around and they demand that people fill out. There's no voice there at all.
The government is an organization that operates through force and coercion, and they have a monopoly privilege. You're not going to wrest control away from that organization by cooperating.
The best thing that you can do for the poor people, for poor people and everybody, is to abolish the state, to end the idea of the state, to essentially replace it with a voluntary order, a voluntary society of people interacting on a consensual basis, so then poor people will be able to actually make a better life for themselves by not having to beg permission from some government bureaucrat, for instance, before they want to open up a business, because it's the government that keeps poor people poor, and the taxes, and a lot of taxes oppressively target poor people as opposed to middle class or upper class.
Not to mention the welfare programs, which make them essentially serfs of the state, to where they can't go out and earn, get an entry level job.
They're disincentivized.
Disincentivized to move on.
You guys make some very intelligent, interesting points, and I just want to say thank you guys for having this kind of phone-in medium like this. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I thank you for the call, and I appreciate you bringing that up, and thank you. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. See, the government people, they like to position themselves as the friends of the poor, but and especially here in the United States, the Democrats like to do this, but they're not. It's just a pandering thing. It's PR. If they can make
bullcrap.
Right. If they can make poor people believe that the government people are their friends, then the poor people are going to vote for them and keep, you know, putting them into office.
Right. Isn't it amazing how rich Charlie Rangel has gotten while representing the poor people? I mean, really, if Charlie Rangel cared about poor people, there wouldn't be poor people anymore, and Charlie Rangel would not be, you know, socking money away.
And the poor people keep getting poorer, and the rich people getting richer.
Right.
Because
Barack Obama
of
claims to care about poor people. What's he do? Put a tax on cigarettes.
Send him to die in the desert. I mean, how many of the people dying in Afghanistan are wealthy?
Yeah, right. The rich guys are out there catching bullets.
Yeah. Exactly. So the government's just using poor people for their own ends, which is, as always, to reward their friends and punish their enemies. We continue with your calls, and we talk to Tony, listening in Myrtle Beach, to WRNN. Hello, Tony. Tony.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I just heard some of your closing comments concerning the cops and rogue cops and things like that. I was just wondering... It sounded like you felt that the majority of cops, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the majority of cops are in the rogue category. Is that your belief, or is that what you're trying to tell us?
I think that there are poor checks and balances. The short answer to your question is no. I do not believe that most cops are rogue. The longer statement is that I think that there are poor checks and balances in the area of law enforcement that prosecutors and judges believe are far more likely to believe what a police officer says than they are to believe what the average citizen says. I think that the policing organization is a monopoly in a given geographic area, whether it's a municipality or a state or the federal government, and monopolies always provide poor customer service. So you can take the guy with the best intentions, and we know that not all cops join the police force with the best intentions, but you can take the guy with the best intentions, put him into an organization that there's little responsibility, less responsibility for one's actions than say the marketplace would provide, and then he will act accordingly. Incentives are important.
Well, what kind of incentives? What would you recommend to make it better?
How about responsibility for one's actions? If you arrest somebody, who is innocent and especially if you know it, that you're held responsible. When police officers are caught doing something wrong, their punishments are time and again far less than you and I would get in that same circumstance.
I've got a perfect example.
If you're not a cop.
I've got a perfect example of that coming up. And Tony, I want to give you a chance. If you want to respond further, hang on. We'll hang you through the news here. Come back in hour number three. We can continue this discussion, because not only do I have a perfect example of the double standard as far as police being punished, but I've also got a solution for how to make things better. More coming up. You take control of the airwaves. Hour 3 on the way next. 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down Fat Hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.